Hello. You are the owner of this shrine, are you not? Ah, the gods own your shrine. But you watch over it, do you not? Your robes denote you as such. It is obvious you are the caretaker here. You. I know your name. I am too close. That is impossible. You are my quest. I have come to guard you. You cannot negotiate my proximity. Guarding you, it takes precedence over all your wants. In other words, get used to it. Oh, you strike a fighting stance. If you need to test me, I will acquiesce. Let us begin. You are defeated but unharmed. Here, come up. There. Am I sufficiently tested? Then we are in agreement. Resume your work, Shrine Watcher. I will observe you and be your vigilant shadow. You need to know why I'm guarding you. You don't, actually, but I will tell you. What? Your protection is not a game. I am saying you cannot guess at it like a child. Apparently you can. That is correct, yes. Your parent saved my mother. And now I am here to repay the debt. So go about your work. I will observe you and keep you safe. No. No, you cannot eat that. Because you could choke. No. I am taking the plate. Here. I will cut the food into suitable portions. You will open your mouth, and you will eat. Good. I like you better when I don't have to tell you to do what I need. Is that all? Your teeth. They are very good teeth. I like it when you smile. Chew your food slowly. You won't smile at me if I force feed you? I am prepared for that loss. Yes, keeping you safe is the most important. The most important thing I can do. I made a vow. I am a monk, and I do not break my vows. I went into this with eyes wide open. I suspect you did not. That is a conversation you should have with your parent. Now, continue eating. I like watching you nourish yourself. It makes my job easier. I guard you. I don't have to knock. I don't have to leave while you change either, but I extend you the courtesy. To borrow the modern parlance, that's just too damn bad. Now, move over. You would have me sleep on the floor. That's what I thought. Move over. There is room enough for two of us in your bed. We can both fit in your bed. I have to be there. So I can better guard you. I do not need to bring a weapon with me. My hands are all I need to protect you. I must tuck you in. I am ill-suited to that task. Perhaps if I found another... Just because I guard you doesn't mean I am your servant. But I will do this. Only because you seem to very much wish for it. I know how to tuck someone into a bed. The objective is to make sure they are as snug as a bug in a rug, which is easy to remember. It rhymes. It is not necessary for you to talk during this process. Well then, advise me. Is the cover pulled up a suitable distance? Good. Now I will enter the bed. How long will I guard you? Forever, I imagine. I don't mind. I look forward to it. I asked for this. I wanted this. I made the vow. Attractive. You are very attractive. This makes you easy to guard, to be possessive of, to watch. It's fine, I just will never leave you. I'll always be here. Every night, every day, every meal. And I will guard you, and I will keep you, and I don't care how you feel. I can acquiesce small pleasantries to make things easier for you, but that is the extent. That is all I can do. You have no choice. Hold you. Yes, I would like to do that. Come here. We can wrap our arms around each other. Don't pay attention to my heartbeat. I'm guarding you. You are mine, so quit teasing me. I'm holding you, and I will continue to hold you. I don't care. It's easier for me if you accept it, but you don't mind? Well, most people don't mind being held, I suppose, but you don't mind me. Oh, be still, my beating heart. I have been obsessed with the idea of you ever since I learned of my vow. And now that I've met you, you are perfect. You cannot take a lover. I forbid it. She would be a liability. So it's just me. Do you understand? Yes, I will tuck you in every night and hold you. Can I help you sleep? I very much wish to. How do I begin? Whisper in your ear, like this. Now what? Say what about you is attractive. All of it. Your joints, the length of your limbs, your collarbone, your eyelashes, the shape of your ears. All of it is so perfect, like you were assembled by an artist and a god. You enjoy this? Then you should breathe with me. Yes, we will breathe as the monks do. Feel my arms around you, the mattress underneath you, the blanket on top. Be aware of your body, the darkness of the night. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3, 2, 1. And a long exhale. And another deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. And exhale with your mouth. And again, a long, full, deep breath in. Hold, feel the expansion in your chest, and exhale through your mouth, long and slow. God. You can rest now. I will keep you safe. You'll be mine and I'll never share. But I will keep you from all harm. That is my solemn vow. Rest now. I will see you in the morning.